bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy glorious Friday. Ooh, yes, indeed, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Friday edition of the News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 9th of June, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Yep. Well, we're going to start off today's news with hacker news. Kind of hacker news. Kind of fits anyways. And believe it or not, it has to do with Apple.
Really?
Well, Apple employees anyways, at least over there in China. Seems they've been running an underground market selling off your data.
Really?
According to the AFP, there was about 20 Apple employees partaking in this secret black market operation. This would include the sale of names, phone numbers, Apple IDs, and other data. Oh, lovely. And they sold off that information for about $1.50. Unless it was really, really good, juicy information they had, then they might get about $30 out of it. Anyways, at the end of the day, they got a good chunk of change, about $7.36 billion. So you have to sit there and think, I wonder how many IDs they sold. Now, unfortunately, we're not hearing a whole lot on Apple's side right now. The only thing we managed to find out is these Apple employees involved in the operation worked in Apple's marketing and outsourcing departments. Over to you, Tim Cook. Well, you might remember just about a month ago or so, Amazon opened up their Echo so you can control your DVR through Dish Network. Now, Amazon's going to take it one step further, offering up the same back-end functionality to all developers, if so needed. Meaning that maybe your cable company right now, they might want to get on board. According to Amazon's blog post, companies can now teach Alexa how to interface with their video content and services. This means you can now build experiences that allow your customers to easily find and consume video content without invoking a specific skill. Now, with the way the cable TV industry is right now, who knows that they're actually going to partake in this? Then again, they got nothing left to lose, do they? Get ready for big, huge, ginormous changes in Windows 10. I'm hyping this. It may not be that big, but there are some changes coming. In the new test version of Windows 10, that's the build number 16215 if you're keeping count. And of course, if you're a Windows insider, then it's going to be immediately available to you. The first thing you're going to notice is a whole new look for the Notification Center, which is now called Action Center. Sounds like a news agency. It has been completely redesigned, and it has separate sections for apps now. And from what I've seen of the screenshots, it does look a hell of a lot better. Other big changes in Microsoft, they're focusing on the Windows 10 stylus. Oh, yes. The handwriting panel has been overhauled with new gestures, better editing, emojis, of course, and automatic handwriting detection. Other things we're seeing is a new copy link feature in the new share page. It'll make it easy for you to share links. And there's also improved support for HDR monitors, which I know a lot of people have been saying, hey, come on. Of course, just with like any preview build, get ready for those bugs. Hopefully, Microsoft will have everything ironed and tweaked out when they release this update later this year. And finally, oh my goodness gracious, I got such great news, Taylor Swift fans! By the way, I'm not a Taylor Swift fan. Are you bummed when she just decided to make everything exclusive to Apple Music? Well, be bummed no more. Oh yes, Taylor Swift is coming back to Spotify, among other places too. That's right, come midnight on June 9th. Meaning yes, most of you should already be saying, oh boy, there she is. According to Taylor Swift's management, at least via her Twitter account, she'll be back on Spotify, Google Music, Tidal, and of course, she'll be staying put on Apple Music too. Now, you might remember she said bye-bye to those streaming services way back in 2014, including her back catalog, because, you know, money, I'm sure. Although her stance was, my opinion that music should not be free. And it might have been indicated in her contract with Apple. Who knows? That's a whole other story for the lawyers. But in any case, on this Friday, apparently she's had a change of heart, so stream away, Taylor Swift fans, and get ready to shake it off all weekend. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website. Get on over there. Check it out. Get subscribed to our podcast. Check out our blog. Check out our review section. And please, while you're over there, if you love what we're doing, consider donating to our Patreon fund. We need your support so we can keep all of this stuff going for you. So any amount you can donate to us would be much, much appreciated. Thank you so much. And as I always say, those of you donating to us right now, we would be lost without you. Thank you so, so very much for your support.
support. Give us a like on our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN Slack room, our BTN community, come on over and join us. British Tech .slack.com. By the way, if you couldn't understand that, British Tech .slack.com. The new show will be back on Tuesday. Sorry, we won't have a Monday episode for you. We will, however, though, get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend, a little bit on Monday, too. But until then, I hope you have a great Friday. Have a fantastic weekend. And thank you, as always, for listening.